With the deadly violence in the Middle East, we wanted to bring you a different story about Jews and Muslims, one that's been playing out in New York City. For the last 18 months, the Jewish musicians of the band Hasidic New Wave have collaborated with a troupe of Muslim drummers from Senegal. Tom Moon reviews the CD project called From the Belly of Abraham, Adventures of the Afro-Semitic Diaspora.
New York, the world's greatest mixing bowl of sound. Musicians from every corner of the earth come to play and learn and contribute something to the ongoing discussion. Even by New York standards, this CD, which is called From the Belly of Abraham, is unusual. This band, Hasidic New Wave, has been part of a growing contemporary Jewish music scene in New York for the last decade. Over three CDs, they've mixed jazz fusion with centuries-old devotional melodies. This time, the quintet was scouting for new grooves. The group's drummer, Aaron Alexander, had been studying traditional Senegalese rhythms played on large, freestanding sabar drums. These rhythms are generated by an ensemble of drummers playing interlocking patterns, and they've been handed down for generations. Alexander made tapes of some of the sabar drum patterns, and the members of Hasidic New Wave wrote songs built on the cadences. They added references to the Afrocentric jazz of the 1960s and electric era Miles Davis. Then Alexander got his teacher's drum troupe, known as Yakar Rhythms, to join them. They discovered the intense African rhythm turns out to be an ideal support for Hasidic spiritual melodies. This CD could easily have become another disjointed one from column A, one from column B amalgamation, but it's not. As they connect sounds and rhythms handed down from distinct traditions, the members of Hasidic New Wave and Yakar Rhythms engage in a dialogue that's quick-witted but not too reverent, an exchange respectful of the old but guided by the determination to create, by sheer combustion, something profoundly new.
The CD is called From the Belly of Abraham. Reviewer Tom Moon writes about music at the Philadelphia Inquirer.